Welcome to this slightly festive edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Now, coming up later, we'll hear about how you can make all that yummy Christmas food just a little bit more sustainable. But first, well, I don't know about you, but I'm struggling with Christmas presents for, well, more than a few of my relatives. I'd like to avoid things that are too bad for the planet. I mean, I do know that so much ends up in landfill before you've had the chance to say Christmas hangover, but I can't buy recycled hemp socks for everybody. For their sustainable Christmas event, Sushil Rao of Our Planet, Our Future came up with a 12 days of sustainable Christmas presents, which I asked her to come along and share with you. Sushil, thank you for joining me. So, the 12 days of sustainable Christmas presents. Then you started off with one snow leopard on a mountain. What's the thinking behind that? Presumably you don't want to go kidnapping snow leopards.
Oh, preferably not. I rather like them on the side of a mountain. It's really about sponsoring something. So that was WWF sponsoring something, but you could sponsor like a hedgehog with the Hearts Wildlife Trust, or maybe sponsor an animal at a safari park or something like that. So that kind of idea.
Okay, that's a lovely idea, isn't it? Do you know, we once did a dolphin sponsorship for some relatives and they actually went along to the coast in Scotland and saw their dolphin.
Oh, how wonderful.
That's right, so it can lead to lovely things as well. Okay, so moving on, you had 2 days out. What are we doing there?
Oh, well, that the world is your oyster, so to speak. So it could be take the family out to Ashridge Forest, go walk around there, go and visit the monument there, go to the cafe, just have a great day out there. Or you could go somewhere like Rest Park and go and explore one of the stately homes, Stowe, something like that. Or even like a day out in London and just spend time doing things you don't normally do because you're just rushing around and going enjoy and explore.
Okay, so is the present is kind of the promise of the day out, have I got that right?
Yep, definitely the promise of a day out. You can make up your own little voucher to say, I will take you to, and put the ideas on there.
That sounds lovely. Okay, so moving on to 3 native trees.
Yes, so this is very much because of Hartswood being near here. You think, well, sponsor a tree or something, but also I love trees. Planting more trees in our gardens, whether that's fruit trees so we have them to eat or whether it's native trees for the animals and wildlife and things.
Yep.
Just if you've got space, putting a tree or giving a tree to a friend who has a garden who might like it, that sort of thing.
Yes, I mean, of course, choose an appropriate tree. There's going to be the right size for the space. Actually, you know, Christmas and the time around it is an excellent time of year for planting trees. So it actually does make a very sensible present. As you say, if the person who's receiving the gift doesn't have their own garden, then sponsoring a tree in a beautiful forest like Harwood, of course, is something that everybody can enjoy, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay, so moving on now to 4 hours of, well, babysitting we've got here, but there could be lots of other things, couldn't there?
Oh, there could be lots of other things. The one I would do is either decorating. I did that for my mum this year for her birthday. Gave her 4 half days of babysitting, as it turned out. But pet sitting, it's just giving a bit of time for people who can't do something that they need done so they don't feel guilty asking you to do it.
That's a good point, isn't it? It just means that I suppose somebody could ask you to babysit, but if it's a voucher there, then it just takes that. Just stops that, as you say, the little sort of guilt thing about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so 5 gold rings. Now, you've left that as 5 gold rings. What kind of thing did you want us to read into that?
Well, that was very much about if you're buying something, whether it's gold rings or something else, shop local. Ideally, one of the proper local shops, not a big chain that happens to be that on the high street. And also think about fair trade or possibly going to charity shops or vintage shops locally and buying something that's special that there won't be loads and loads of because it's from a local shop. They've thought about where they've got things from very often and they're a bit more personal.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And also, you're doing a good thing just by supporting that local shop. So I suppose even if we're buying something as conventional, perhaps as a piece of gold jewellery, like a ring, you can still make that more sustainable by small choices about how you buy it, can't you?
Definitely. What with the fair trade and also if you're shopping with people locally, the amount of money that goes into the local economy is significantly more.
That's a good point. Okay, so six lovely vouchers. Where could we give vouchers for, do you think?
Oh, I mean, that could be, I don't know.
Just looking at notes here.
Just looking at notes here. I've forgotten where we might have vouchers. Something like the Odyssey or...
Yes. Or Pudding Stop, actually.
Would be nice, yeah. Or even like Watford Playhouse or something like that.
Yes,
So a little bit further afield, maybe. But just anything that people might like to do that think, oh, I can't really justify doing that because I need to do something else.
Yes.
It's just something special.
Yes, a little luxury and the voucher will just spur somebody into taking that action.
Yeah.
Which is nice, isn't it? Okay, so seven socks a washing. That doesn't seem quite so nice. What was the idea there?
Oh, I love socks, but that's a different story. It's about asking people what they really need, because sometimes people... they've got things they need that they can't really afford to buy, or other things take priority. So it's asking what they need and giving them what they really need. So it is like the seven, giving them socks or giving them other things that actually would really benefit them. And this might be something like, oh, someone who's good at cooking might prepare seven meals for someone to put in their freezer to eat when they want something really tasty.
Yeah, excellent idea. And of course, necessary items, they don't just have to be boring if they're actually needed. Well,
exactly.
That's
fun socks, definitely.
That's right, that's right. That's never going to be an unwanted gift, is it? Okay, eight, toilet twinning.
Yes.
That's a lot of toilets.
That's a lot of toilets. This is about whether it's... sort of doing something that's useful, helping in developing countries. So toilet twinning's one of them. Oxfam have all sorts of different things that you can go in and have a look at. There's various websites. So you can sponsor a cow or a goat. You can sponsor children through their schooling and things like that as well. So it's all sorts of things where you're helping out, doing something really good, and you get things back.
I would say I have received gifts like that, and you know the lovely feeling I get. I remember my sister once giving me the gift of helping set up an allotment in Malawi, and you know the lovely warm feeling of thinking of somebody actually there able to grow themselves food was better than a lot of gifts. It really was. So it's not just that it benefits obviously the person receiving the money for whatever it is, but for the person receiving the gift, really nice as well.
That's good. And if you don't really need much, it's a really nice way of giving something that's meaningful to someone.
Yes.
That they can really, get that lovely warm feeling.
Yes. Okay, so nine, meals and making.
Ah, yes, this is about the idea of spending time with someone. So you might go out for a meal with people, or you might just say to, right, we're going to actually spend proper time together and sit down and eat this meal, phones off, computers off, and just actually spend quality time. It might actually be grandchildren saying to their grandparents, we'll take you out to a cafe, a local cafe here, and actually spend time chatting, not playing on our phones and ignoring you.
Yeah. Oh, would they? Yes, that would be lovely, wouldn't it? A little voucher for afternoon tea with Granny sounds wonderful. Okay, so how about the 10 secret Santas?
Ah, yes, I like secret Santas. Can be great fun.
Okay.
And you could do it in two different ways. So if your group of friends, it might be, well, we'll just give small gift to one person, or it might be within a family. There's lots of people in the family, and rather than getting lots and lots of small gifts you don't really want, everyone gives one person a proper size gift.
Yes.
And this is another opportunity where you can shop local, you can benefit the local people, local high street, and buy really quite special things that don't have to cost too much that people will really appreciate.
Yeah, nice. And of course, if you're all clubbing together to buy something, you just get less of those individual, less wanted things. Okay.
Exactly.
So we've got the 11 unique pieces. Who are we supporting here?
Here we're supporting local artists, artisans, that sort of thing. So whether it's going around the craft fairs locally or just people you know or have seen before, just buying something, supporting local people and making their own things.
Yeah.
And it'll be really unique because there's usually not more than one or two of them.
Yes.
And even if they're handmade, so they're a bit different every time.
Yes, you certainly won't have the situation where somebody else has bought just the same thing, will you?
No. Nope.
Which is good to know. Okay, and just to finish off, we've got 12 months of fun making. Well, that does sound good.
Ah, yes, that could be all. You could do that in all sorts of different ways. So you could give someone a membership for something like the National Trust or English Heritage, or you could actually be much more creative and think, right, going somewhere, doing something once a month and different things each time. So you might do salsa classes one time, or pottery making,
yes,
or jewellery making, going out to the woods sometime, or just
really
a mix
nice.
And match of all different things.
Yes, I did a lovely pottery class with Kate Radford up in Kensworth, and also the St Albans School of Jewellery. You look for them online. They do jewellery workshops as well. Or there's the Cobbled Kitchen, who we featured on the show before. All of these do classes that, you know, we love to join in with a friend. Really nice way of spending time together, and a lot of fun and a new skill as well. So, yeah, some great ideas there, Sushil. I think that will, it certainly left me with a lot of inspiration. Thank you ever so much for coming and sharing that.
You're very welcome.
Oh, and if you didn't catch all of those ideas, I've popped a few of them, along with a couple more, in a blog that you'll find on the environment page of the Radio Rowland website, www.radiorowland.com/environment. Now, it seems like we get through more food at Christmas than the whole of the rest of the year put together. And given that food has such a massive effect on the environment, just a few tweaks can make a really big difference for the planet. Heather Fowler from the Green Kitchen on down on Hatfield Road joined me to share some tips. Thank you for joining me. So, thinking about how we can just make our food a bit more sustainable over the festive season, first thing I was thinking of is meat consumption. Now, why is it good for the planet to cut down on our meat consumption?
Well, according to recent statistics, 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions are created by the animal agriculture in this country. And not eating so much meat is something we can all do. We can all cut down on that sort of thing to help make the place a little bit less hot and climate change.
Yep, that's right. And certainly given the fact that we've been told that we've very much reached the turning point as far as climate change goes, really something we can all do, isn't it?
Definitely.
And it's quite good for us as well, you know, our health as well, to cut down on meat, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Following a more vegetarian or vegan diet, you're increasing fibre and minerals, nutrients, and you're not getting the saturated fat, which obviously is a really big problem with heart disease.
Okay. So, okay, we're eating less meat. What kind of thing, what would be nice things to replace the meat with?
There's so many alternatives now. If you access Google and look at different recipes online, there's fabulous books in all the cookery books in all the local bookshops. Some really nice ideas to get creative in the kitchen.
Yeah. Okay. And at the Green Kitchen, do you have ingredients that you can buy?
Yes, we stock things that maybe you can't get easily in the supermarkets and or online, and we save postage, so come in and see us, and I can always order things in for you as well if you need them.
Okay, that's good to know. But as you say, actually quite a lot of ingredients, things like your tinned chickpeas and stuff, very easy to find just in your average supermarket, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, so thinking about dairy, of course that's part of the eating animal products. If you want to cut down on dairy, any suggestions there?
Yeah, there's loads of really good alternative milks now, to dairy milk. There's almond, hazelnut, you name it, it's there. And they're definitely worth trying for different recipes or different eating styles, it's on cereal, in tea. Just experiment and find one you like.
Okay, so that's not really a matter of necessarily choosing one. As you say, just what depending on what you're using it for, you could use something different, couldn't you?
Definitely, and they work in different ways, some of them as well. So it's good to try.
Yeah, nice one. Right, okay, so how about eating locally? Why is that important?
Well, you think about all the food miles of vegetables and fruit that are imported from miles and miles away. That's not a good thing for the environment either. So try and buy stuff that's locally produced and in season, and it's going to be better for you as well.
I suppose, yes, if it's come at less distance, it means it will be fresher as well, won't it? And we've got lovely local resources for that, haven't we?
Yes, Carpenter's Nursery, they're worth checking out. They've got a really good range now. Box Local Scheme is also useful. And, of course, there's the market. Maybe some of the stuff on the market wouldn't be locally grown, but it's going to be less packaging and, you know,
yes,
good price.
That's right. And actually the farmer's market is great as well, isn't
it? Of course,
it? Although
yes,
that's not every week. So some great ideas there. Now, Christmas is, we eat so much, don't we? Really, is there a way we could sort this out a little bit, do you think?
I think we've just got to stop consuming so much, both in food-wise and what you buy. Just cut back a little bit, you know, perhaps be a bit more generous in other things. And you don't need to spend a fortune, don't need to buy masses of stuff. And then, of course, there's the waste left over if you don't eat it all.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I mean, we always do want to feel generous. It, you know, it is a sort of a time of a feasting. But is there a way of just making sure that we've got enough but not too much?
I think shopping carefully, planning, making a shopping list, working out perhaps a menu idea and some recipes before you go out, rather than just buy in a panic or grab the 2-for-1 bargains, which they seem to encourage you to do in the supermarkets.
Okay, yes, good idea. I found a portion calculator on the Love Food Hate Waste website, which is great if you're, you know, if you're cooking for enormous amounts of people. It's often hard to know how much they're going to eat, isn't it? How much you're going to need. And I think that sort of made it a lot simpler for me. So thinking about food waste, if you have perhaps over-catered a little bit, how do we avoid the environmental damage of food waste?
I think storing it properly, so making sure you label things, put them in the fridge and use them up before they're going to go off, packing it well so it stays fresh in the fridge, things like that, just common sense and making creative use of leftovers.
Yes, we all have them, don't we? But as you say, making sure we look after them and treating them as a resource and perhaps getting the freezer into use as well for that.
Oh, yes, it's amazing how much stuff you can freeze.
Yeah, that's why it makes things a lot easier in the new year if you've got some goodies in the freezer. Heather, thank you very much indeed for sharing those ideas with us.
Thanks, Amanda.
And I was talking there to Heather Fowler from the Green Kitchen on Hatfield Road down near Oaklands. Now, if you fancy a few minutes with your feet up, listening to a podcast, perhaps with a glass of something delicious, you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to www.radioverulam.com/podcasts. And you can subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. Now do follow me on Twitter, that's RV_environment, and we're on Facebook too, so do give us a like, please. Drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment about the show today, or also, even more so, if you've got some lovely ideas for shows during 2019. Now, I'm going to be back at the same time on Boxing Day, when we're going to be thinking about New Year's resolutions, things you can change for 2019. In the meantime, have a fantastic Christmas, and thank you so much for listening.